Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee, time to make the donut, time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show. Brought to you by Mossberg Quality Firearms. Built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems. Quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye in the Outdoors.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, RTPOutdoors.com.
And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. With honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
Mr. Toby Keith, a song so fitting for Veterans Day. This is your host, Ray Eye of Ray Eye Radio, Eye on the Outdoors. We'll start our regular programming in just a moment. Here at Eye on the Outdoors, myself, Matty G,
Kevy Kev,
the Vogler Vogler, and Peanut, we are all thankful to the men and women who have sacrificed so much for our freedom. We need to take just a minute on this Veterans Day, honoring all that have served our great country. To the men and women in uniform, past, present, and future, God bless each and every one of you. We are thankful to the men and women who have sacrificed so much for our freedom. With so many of our listeners on this Saturday morning joining families and friends for the Missouri deer season, going to their family and friends' campfires, we must always remember why we have that opportunity to enjoy deer hunting here in Missouri. Thank you to all who have defended our flag. So with respect, honor, gratitude, we thank you for the freedom we enjoy today. God bless America. And now, join us at our campfire on Eye on the Outdoors.
I'm a deer hunter, how do you do? I got the deer hunting rapping tale for you. I'm so excited, it's my favorite time of year. I love to feast my buns, chasing trophy deer. Wind was blowing 45, temp 30 below. I was freezing to death, then it started to snow. So I got down from the trees, then start heading for the truck. And that's when I seen it there, the 30-point buck.
30-point buck!
30-point buck. 30-point buck.
30-point buck. 30-point buck. 30-point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking of the ground. He was so beautiful, so beautiful. Strutted right out of my dreams. He was created by God, just for outdoor magazines. Now, I'm not much for thinking. No, I don't do it often. But I had an idea.
Yeah, what was that?
To put that 30-pointer right in his coffin.
Yeah, get him there, Clyde.
I believe it when I see it here, buddy.
30-point buck.
Couldn't get get to my grenades.
Yeah, right.
The howitzer was in the shop. My stomach was tied into a monkey knot. Yeah, my only hope was Betty Lou. She was the one. A combination AK-57 Uzi Radar laser triple barrel double scoped heat seeking shotgun. Well, you would come in for me, getting bigger and bigger, but my fingers were so frozen I couldn't pull the trigger. I kicked off my boots, fired with my big toe. I was Dirty Harry, John Wayne, and G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe?
Yeah, that 30-point buck was only 10 feet away, yeah, still I couldn't seem to hit him, and he wouldn't run away. And after 20 minutes, when the smoke cleared, there were hunters on the ground in the world's biggest deer. Standing tall and proud, he looked at me and yawned, and then a flash of white, and there he was, gone.
Oh, it's all right, Clyde. Yeah,
did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer? As we jumped into the truck, then I'm going to get that 30-pointer.
He's going to get that 30-point buck?
Good morning, everybody. This is your host, Ray I and Peanut, the Vogler Vogler and Matty G. We're from Missouri. Firearm deer season. We did a little 30-point buck for you again this morning because of the deer season.
We're ready to rock and roll this morning. Well, while we're speaking of deer, let's stick with tradition at Eye on the Outdoors. You only hear it here on Eye on the Outdoors.
Bambi, quick, the thicket.
The thicket.
Faster, faster, Bambi. Don't look back.
Don't look back.
Keep running.
Run, Bambi, run.
What'd we say last year? Backstrap?
We made it, Mother. Mother.
Oh. Listen.
Mother.
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 The greatest anti-hunting, deer hunting movie ever made.
Mother.
Little talking deers.
Mommy.
Big buck's gonna show up now. Did you know that, Bill?
Mother!
Do you remember this from last year? It's a great piece.
Mother!
We're so artistic here. Head of the curve. Oh, poor Bambi.
There's... Your mother can't be with you.
Oh,
anymore.
No. There's some guys pulling off the side of the road crying right
Come.
Now.
My son.
Vulgar, damn the tears. If one of them people don't want to shoot in Bambi, eat one of them burgers I make from venison. With the jalapenos and the cream cheese and the Swiss and the cheddar cheese double stacked on the grill.
Mm-mm. Bambi!
What do you think, Vogler Vogler?
I'd like mine medium rare.
Your mother can't be with you anymore. Come. My son.
ThomasCoffee.com.
Finally, you're going to tell folks where they can get it. We've been inundated with this. It's that good. It's really that good.
So ThomasCoffee.com.
Dude, there's another thing that hunters do that you see the media never wants to cover and never wants to talk about with hunting, and that's the Share the Harvest program. And you know what's really cool about Bambi and brush carp and all that stuff? That is high quality. There's no additives to that. That is pure protein, good stuff, good for you. The Missouri Department of Conservation and the Conservation Federation of Missouri, they encourage deer hunters to share the harvest. Hunters help feed hungry Missourians by sharing the harvest. Funds are available to help you cover your processing. Now, hunters are doing this. With the anti-people, the Humane Society of America, and the anti-hunting people, they don't want to talk about hunters feeding people. So we're going to talk about it. Conservation makes Missouri a great place to hunt for more than 500,000 deer hunters who harvest more than 200,000 deers a year. And they share this harvest to feed Missourians. And they've been doing this since 1992. Missouri hunters have donated more than 3.1 million pounds of venison to the needy through Share the Harvest. In 2013, nearly 4,500 hunters donated more than 227,000 pounds of venison. Now, out of our 500,000 deer hunters, it's really sad that only 4,000 are donating meat. Come on, guys and girls, let's go. The National Institute of Health state that children need protein in their diets for proper growth and development, and adults need it to maintain good health.
Yet many Missourians and their families can't afford to get food sources. Protein deer meat or venison is a local source of much-needed lean protein. Very true. The participate hunters simply take their harvested deer to one of the more than 130 participating meat processors. There's a lot we can do, but funds are available to help you with that. Cost reduction program include Missouri Department of Conservation, Conservation Federation Missouri. In addition, many processors have local money available, allows deer to be processed for free or at a reduced cost. So let's take those deer and let's get them out and get them to some needy families. That's one thing in hunting that no one wants to ever talk about, what hunters are doing to help feed needy families. That's really a good thing.
I'd like to tell everybody to be careful out there deer hunting. No loaded guns in vehicles, walking around, climbing trees with loaded guns. Wear your safety harness. You're going to get in a deer stand, a tree stand, elevated stand. Hunt from the ground, from a ground blind. It's a lot safer. Know your intended target before you ever take the safety off. Just be really careful out there and enjoy a great time in the outdoors during this Missouri firearms deer season. We need to take a break, and we're going to see you all on the other side.
Did you see the 30-pointer?
Did you see the 30-pointer?
As we jumped into the truck, then I'm going to get that 30-point buck.